everybody, whatever time it is, where you are. Warmly welcome to our daily session here. As you can see from Aria's screen, we have something very special and different today from our usual routine. And I'll turn it over now to Aria and Sayadaw to continue.
Hello. Nia do ya de. Do wanda bade. Jamma chanda ya ba si.
Sayadaw is very happy, very pleased to meet, to see all of you. May you be happy and well. Now Sayadaw will start with his talk. Today is Wednesday. It's the 18th of January
2023.
So here at the Cham Yen Myein Meditation Center in the township of Biung Luin in Myanmar, this is the 8th Metta Meditation Retreat for foreign meditators. However, this year, it's not possible for the foreign meditators to come here and practice at this place. And this is the reason why it's not such a happy thing to be here now to do this retreat. So that's why Sayadaw will give a talk now via Zoom. So it's a happy thing to do this Metta Meditation Retreat. Sayadaw doing it together with Do Viranyani and Do Ariya. So Sayadaw is seeing here on the computer the pictures of you coming from so many different countries all around the world. And he says it's a bit more than 40 people, almost 50 meditators. So knowing that all of you are practicing the Dhamma, Sayadaw is very happy about this and very proud. Actually, to practice metta and the other Brahma Viharas is something that everybody should do. And it should not only be practiced by human beings, but by all living beings. Then this would be even more complete. This is because nowadays in this world, the Brahma Viharas is something which is very, very much needed.
Today, ယုတ်ပိုင်းဆိုင်ရာရောစိတ်ပိုင်းဆိုင်ရာပါအလွန်ပူလောင်ဆင်းရဲဒုက္ခရောက်နေတာကိုတွေ့ရပါတယ
် And looking at this mother earth this planet earth it's obvious that there is a lot of suffering a lot of misery on the physical plane and also on the mental plane
ဒီလိုဇာယိအတွက်ပူလောင်ဆင်းရဲရနေရေးအတွက်ပူလောင်ဆင်းရဲကြရတယ
် some have troubles or suffering in regard to food others are suffering or live in misery in regard to where they are living place
ဒီလိုကိုယ်စင်ရေးအတွက်ပူလောင်ဆင်းရဲကြတယ်တဘာဝဘေးရန်တွေကြောင့်ပူလောင်ဆင်းရဲကြရတယ
် and others are suffering because they cannot get adequate clothing and then there are the natural disasters which also cause a lot of suffering and misery
အကျိုးကိဘောလက်နဲ့ပစ္စည်းတွေကြောင့်လဲဆင်းရဲမျိုးစုံဘုံဘုံတို့ကိုခံစားနေရတာမြင်တွေ့ရတယ
် and also Sayadaw notices thatPeople are suffering a lot on account of the modern gadgets or technology which is available.
ယခုမြန်မာဒီပူလောင်ဆင်းရဲရခြင်းရဲ့အကြောင်းရင်းတွေကိုရှင်းပြသုံးသပ်ရရင်တရားတွေရဲ့တန်တမ်းမှာဒေါဘဒေါသသားတဲ့ကိလေသာတွေများပြပြီးမေတ္တာသားတဲ့ပြမစိုးတရားများနှဲပါလာလို့ဖြစ်ပါတယ်
And looking for a cause for this suffering in the world, for this misery, then it is obvious that this suffering is caused by the kilesas, by the defilements, such as greed, hatred, delusion, and so on, and the fact thatthe power of metta and the other brahma viharas is weak
gayuda metta sara bhimasu taya ri bwa mya ja me so yin di sinya myo song ko phit paw si nai do lobha dosa sara kilita bu kulaw mu ri ne ba bi mi kin ka ba ji ngin chin da ma de ja ba de
if everybody would cultivate metta and the remaining Brahma Viharas, then the defilements, the kilesas, such as greed, hatred, and so on, would become less, would be weakened. And so when the cause of this misery is weakened and becomes less, then the suffering is getting less.
The Middhazare.ပြမစိုးတရားတွေဟာစစ်မှန်သောငြိမ်းချမ်းရေးကိုအမှန်တကယ်ရရှိနိုင်ပါတယ
်မေတ္တာ and the brahma viharas they are causes for happiness and peace to arise
ဘဝလုံခြုံရေးအတွက်လည်းအမှန်တကယ်အားကိုးရပါတယ
် and one can also depend on themfor one's safety
ရန်သူများကိုပင်မိတ်ဆွေရင်ဖြစ်စေနိုင်ပါ रे
and even enemies can turn into one's friends
လူတိုင်းနတ်တိုင်းတော်ဝတိုင်းတို့ရဲ့ချစ်ခင်မြတ်လူအားကိုးမှုကိုလည်းဖြစ်စေနိုင်ပါ रे
and also one becomes respected and admiredby other people, by devas, and by all living beings.
Tattvaroi kedin shin surale, pukku tattva maho, dhaku shin maho, phansin shin maho, di mitta sare bhyamadu diyamyata, tattvaroi kedin shin shibare.
What can save us, or what can be a savior, this is not...another person, it's not a creator, it's not a god, but it's metta and the other Brahma Viharas that can become our savior. We are living in this world, so this world will eventually be destroyed by either fire or water, floods, or by wind, by storms.
Kabaji Adilu Mabiazimi, Nit the Dinlo Aluma, Log up you are Nedviga, Nimian the Awoodigo, wasn't we? Young Nimian the Tailand of Yana Rubian, so in Buzwe the Danubian, Logajin, Lele Ye, Jujo, Daidonia Badre.
And so before this world is eventually going to be destroyed, which might be in 100,000 worlds or eons, during this time, people or the beings will be frightened by demons or other frightening beings or by frightening sounds.
Hello, Lazaro. Amiru Mondo, Diga now, Nit the Dain Law Yaldeaka, Do Migan Gavaji, Milan Jin, Ji Dazajin, Livian Deca Jin, and the Reduja, Piazijayalime.
So, this world on which we live, men and women, living beings, will eventually be destroyed in 100,000 years, and it will be destroyed by either fire or water, by floods, or by wind, by storms. That's why all of you, men and women, all beings, should engage in the practice of metta and the Brahma Viharas. And also keep the five precepts. And also to take care of one's parents, taking care of elders.
Diga Dharavariya Alon Tilan Don Lobi Dwayare.
Dia?
Diaka Dharavariya Alon Tilan Don Lobi Dwayare.
So this is a time where there is a lot of fear for all beings.
Tilan Dangari Pibi Medazare Jimizu Diaru.
And that's why this is a time when living beings should practice metta and the Brahma Viharas. And one should practice the metta, the Brahma Viharas, until one reaches the jhanas, the absorptions. And so if one dies with or dwelling in the jhana, having attained jhana, then one will be reborn in the Brahma realm. And so in this way, one can escape the danger, the dangers encountering in this world.
So
this So that's why one should engage in the practice of metta and the Brahma Viharas, because it's metta and the other Brahma Viharas that can become our savior, the savior of living beings. Sayadaw will now relate a story.
တချိန်ကမဇလရွာမှာမကဆိုတဲ့အမျိုးသားတယောက်ရှိခဲ့ဘူးတယ
် At one time in a village called Masala there was a young man called Maka
သူဟာမိခင်ဘခင်ကျေးဇူးရှင်တွေကိုပြုစုလိုကျွေးတယ
် He was taking care of his mother and father and other benefactors
ကိုချင်းတီလာလဲကောင်းတယ်
And he was living a virtuous life.
Metta daya ne le amye de ni le shi de.
And he was always dwelling with metta.
Tu ye longan ga ro parayita alok ko lut de.
And his work consisted of social welfare work or voluntary service.
Ba re lut do so yin လန်းကင်းတယ်တရားကင်းတယ်မျက်ရှင်းပေါင်းပေါက်တယ
် What he was doing was for example to clear the paths or to build bridges over a creek a river or to cut grass
ဆင်းရဲဒုက္ခရောက်နေသူတို့ကိုတွေ့ရင်ချမ်းသာအောင်ဆောင်ရွက်ပြီးတော့ပေးတယ်
or whenever he met somebody who was experiencing suffering, was miserable, he helped so that this person could be relieved from his suffering, that this person could be happy again.
ကိုမကရဲ့အဲ့ဒီလိုပရိဒါလုံးဆောင်မှုတို့ကိုသဘောကျလို့ဥပုံလာသူ32ယောက်ဖြစ်လာတယ
် Other people were encouraged by the work that this young man Maka did and so they joined him in doing this voluntary work in helping others so they grew to a group of 32 people
အဲ့ဒီလိုဘွယ်စီအင်အားကောင်းလာတော့ကုမကတို့ဘွယ်ဟာပရိဒါလုပ်ငန်းတွေကိုတိုးချဲ့ပြီးတော့လုပ်ကြတယ
် And as the group had grown to 32 people so they could extend their good work
ဒီနေ့တော့ရွာကြီးတရွာရဲ့အနီးလမ်းမကြီးကိုပြုပြင်ကြတယ
် And one day they were repairing the road near another village
မြေမကြီးဓာတ်တွေကိုညီအောင်ညှိရယ
် So they were filling the potholes with earth to make it smooth
ခြုံတွေမြက်တွေကိုရှင်းတယ
် And they cut the grass growing in the path
တရာခင်းဖို့လိုတဲ့နေရာမှာတရာခင်းကြတယ
် And where there was a need for a bridge they made a little bridge
သူတရင်ကိုအဲ့ဒီရွာဥက္ကဋ္ဌကြားသိသွားတယ
် So the news that they were doing that work reached the village head
ကြားတဲ့ကဥက္ကဋ္ဌကသူတို့ကိုမူရစေဝါတို့ဖြင့်အခံကြွေးမွေးတယ
် And after hearing what they were doing the village head invited Maga and his groupBut the village head and his friends there, they were drunk.
The Ogadai Egan Jumwimugu, Kumagaru Huega, Yinsan Beshajare.
So when Maga and his group saw that the village head and the other men were drunk, they refused the invitation.
You know, Roga, Dilu Muyazewagu, Madongzewagu.
And Maka said, you know, you shouldn't get drunk, you shouldn't drink alcohol.
You know, the Praida Lungani Guda, lou ba de.
And we also, we do not drink alcohol. We are just doing this good work.
Di lo pyo do ywa augara ga ma ji na bu tu osa ko lon san ne lo di lo yu sa de.
But the village head did not like the reply of Maga. He didn't like that he opposed.
And
so the village head then went to the king and accused Maga and his group. So he told the king that a group of bandits was entering his village and that they were destroying the village so that they should go and arrest Maga and that group. And because the king did not really reflect on what he was told, he gave the order to arrest Maga and his group. And after they were arrested, they were brought to the palace and they were told to sit down on the ground.
And
after that, they released the killer elephant who used to trample down people to kill them. And so when Maga realized what was happening, he gave the following advice to his group. He said, "My friends, please practice metta, cultivate loving kindness. Now, at this time, there is nobody else or nothing else that we can rely upon. There is only metta to rely upon. Please cultivate metta to the king. May the king be well, happy and peaceful. May he be free from danger. May all aspects of his life be fulfilled." And also cultivate metta to the village head. May the village head be well, happy and peaceful. May he be free from mental suffering. May he be free from physical suffering. May all aspects of his life be fulfilled. And also cultivate metta to this elephant who is going to kill us. May this elephant be well, happy and peaceful. May the elephant be free from mental suffering. May it be free from physical suffering. May all aspects of its life be fulfilled. And so, as pointed out by Maga, all the members of this group cultivated metta. And these people of the group, they were also they have also been cultivating metta before, like living their lives by dwelling in metta.
Diyaka ho nin tat me thu tat me lu dhoda taji ne la do sin ji ha kumaka runa yauk de ka tana jin na sait de win pi lo la de.
So then when the elephant was released and running towards Magga and his group, he was wild and angry and furious, but as he came closer to Magga and the group, he stopped and knelt down. Because the elephant was filled with kindness and compassion, and that's why it went on its knees to bow down before the group. When the king saw this, he thought that the elephant might be afraid of this group, of these many people, and that this was the reason why it didn't trample these people to death. That's why the king gave the order to cover the group with straw. And so then the whole group, Magga and his friends, were covered with straw. And so then a second time, the killer elephant was released, and after they had given him some alcohol. But also the second time, as the elephant was running towards the group, again, the elephant was filled with compassion and kindness for Magga and his group, so it stopped, went on its knees, and bowed down before the group. So this time, the king started to reflect. He was thinking, well, this elephant, you know, whenever he is released to trample down people, it is doing its job. So why is it that he doesn't do it now? What could be the reason for this? He reflected. And so he came to realize that Magga and his group, that they were not bandits or robbers, but that they were actually a group of people who were doing good work for the benefit of others. And that the village head was accusing them wrongly. And he got to know that Magga and his friends, that they were actually all cultivating metta. And so realizing this, knowing that this was the truth, then he withdrew the punishment. He released them. So he gave them freedom. And he even gave them a reward.
ဥက္ကဋ္ဌမိသားစုကိုလည်းကိုမကားတို့ရဲ့အလုံကျွေးကျွန်းအဖြစ်ဖြင့်အနှင်းလိုက်တယ
် So the reward was that the village head and his family they had to become servants of Maga and his friends
လိုရာဂီအမြင်စည်းသွားဖို့စင်တော်ကြီးတစ်ကောင်ကိုလည်းပေးဆက်လိုက်တယ
် And another reward was that the king offered a riding elephant for Maga so that when he was going places he could be riding an elephant
ဒီဖြစ်ရမှာလဲကိုမကတို့ရဲ့ကတိရှင်ဟာမေတ္တာတရားပဲဖြစ်ပါတယ
် So in this case it was metta the power of metta who saved Maga and his group
ကိုမကတို့ဘွယ်ဟာမေတ္တာတရားရှေ့တပြီးပရိဒါလုပ်ငန်းတွေကိုဆက်လက်ဆောင်ရွက်ကြပါတယ
် And so Maga and his friends they continued to do this good work for the welfare of others always doing it with a heart and mind filled with metta
သူဘွားကသုတိပြည့်ကျွေသေးကြတဲ့ကတာဝရိနာမှာတရားမင်းစသည်ဖြစ်ကြရတယ
် and when Maga and his friends passed away they were all reborn in the Tavatimsa deva realm and Maga became the deva king Sakka
ကိုမကတို့အဖွဲ့ယခုလိုတရားမင်းစတဲ့နတ်စည်းစိမ်တွေကိုရာချင်းအကြောင်းရင်းဟာလဲဒီမေတ္တာတရားရဲ့အစွမ်းအားကြောင့်ပြောဆိုနိုင်ပါတယ
် So here we can see that the power of metta led to the fact that Maga later on became the deva king Sakka
ဒါကြောင့်ဤမြအကုဇရာအထာတိုက်တဲ့ငြိမ်းချမ်းမှုအစစ်မှန်ကိုရည်စည်နိုင်တဲ့မေတ္တာတရားကိုလူတိုင်းနတ်တိုင်းသရဝတိုင်းပွားများသင့်ပါတယ်
So metta is something that should be practiced by all the people, by all devas, by all living beings. And it is something that provides safety and that leads to a happy and peaceful mind.
အချို့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တွေဗုဒ္ဓတရားတော်မှာဝေဖန်မှုတွေကြားသိရတယ
် Other people have also heard about this.
ဘုရားတရားတွေဟာလူသားတွေကိုဘာကောင်းကျိုးမှမပြုဘူးမပေးဆက်ဘူးလို့ဆွဆွဲကြတယ
်။ Well, other people say that actually the teachings of the Buddha is nothing beneficial. It's nothing that gives good results.
ဒါလုံးဝမဟုတ်မမှန်ပါဘူ
း But this is not correct
ဘုရားတရားတော်ကလူသားတွေကိုအများကြီးအကျိုးပြုပါတယ
် The teachings of the Buddha is something that gives a lot of benefits to people
ဘုရားတရားကိုညံ့မဆိုလိုဘူးခုဘုန်းကြီးပြောခဲ့တဲ့မေတ္တာတရားတစ်ပါးကိုသာအလေးထားလိုက်နာပွားများကြည့်ပ
ါ So you know evenIf you only cultivate metta for a person, this is already very beneficial.
Kabaji miyamajami nyee dwa balime.
In this way, the world will become a peaceful place.
Durain bwamya jabu, darwarain bwamya jabu ro luabare.
But what is needed is that everybody...all the people, all the living beings practice metta, cultivate loving kindness.
လူတိုင်းနတ်တိုင်းသရဝတိုင်းမေတ္တာတရားပွားများခြင်းဖြင့်ပူလောင်ဆင်းရဲနေသောမိခင်ကဘာကြီးကိုငြိမ်းချမ်းအောင်ဆောင်ရွက်ကြပါစို့တိုက်တွန်းရင်ဘုန်းကြီးတရားဒီမှာပဲဤကုန်ချွတ်ပါတယ
် So it's the wish thatThe wish, Sayadaw's wish and end of this talk is that all the people, all the devas, all the living beings be able to cultivate metta, practice loving kindness, and in this way the world will become a peaceful, beautiful place.
Metta jin a lo go sait na bya jam ma chan da do mu ja ba si.
May all of you metta yogis be well, happy and peaceful.
Naw ne de ma a lo song si lu jin le.
And may we all meet next year. Like, may all of you be here next year. Sayada wants to meet you here.
Sadhu,
sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Accordingly, please set down. Shide. O ta nasengabe. Senne. O ta patama samyena. Ta tutia samyena. Ta ekaterina. Prima kila shimlete. Oletko viidolla, että mä seppi tuot vaan?
Mimiä. Noin.
So, Sayadaw will leave now, and the Burmese meditators who have come here to the meditation hall, they will also leave. Maybe I can turn around the computer and then you can see them. Oh, yogi de meow. Oh, they let you on, I know. So now the yogis are leaving the hall, and then I will hand over the microphone to Ayavirañani, who will guide us in the practice.
Thank you, Aria. So cultivating metta as a protection and to benefit all beings. Please rest back easefully. When you're ready, close your eyes. Today we'll be cultivating metta for the benefactor. So yesterday we practiced for both ourselves and a benefactor. Today we move on simply to practice metta for the benefactor. So rest back first in presence, connect with the heart center. Receive whatever sensations you feel directly with a receptive, kind awareness. And bringing this benefactor to heart and mind, using the same benefactor you were working with yesterday, with either an image or a felt sense of this person. And beginning to cultivate loving kindness for them, inclining the heart and mind towards this well-wishing, using the phrase you've been using, repeating it silently. May my benefactor be well, happy, and peaceful. And use that form of the phrase, or use their name. Just letting that resonate. And again, connect with the heart. And your benefactor. Silently repeat your phrase over and over again, planting seeds of metta. Using this phrase that you've chosen in your own language, and at repeating it at a pace where you can most easily connect. Just using it to incline the heart, to remind the heart to go in this direction. To receive this person with friendliness and an open benevolence, no matter what. May my benefactor be well, happy, and peaceful. May a benefactor be safe and protected from harm. My benefactor be peaceful and at ease. Using this phrase to gently guide the heart to metta over and over again. When you forget practice, or the mind is wandering or disturbed, Don't worry. Just start again. Connect. And begin again to repeat the phrase for your benefactor. Starting over as many times as you need to. It's actually very good practice. Each moment, guiding the heart to kindness. Thank you. Thank you for your practice, everybody. So for the next 24 hours, please continue to radiate metta for the benefactor. If for you this is going very smoothly, if you find the connection is easeful and sustained, there's not much you need to do, I invite you partway through the day to radiate metta to a second benefactor, find another benefactor than the one you've been working with, and then go in the same way with that person. If it's not so easy, it's fine. Just continue as you've been gone. May you have a really inspired, beautiful day of practice. I'll turn you over now to Aria, who will take questions and guide us in the chanting.
So now the room is open for your questions. Please raise your virtual hand or unmute yourself and speak. Any questions regarding the cultivation of metta or something about Sayadaw's metta talk? Yes, please, Trin.
Yeah, when I give the metta to someone, I usually start to thinking about what this person needs, what this person requires to be happy or to really suffering. So is it some needs to thinking, but it is good when I can find out. So many surprising which in normal I do not think about this person or do not think about the relationship, but it is okay when thinking like this.
Thank you for your question. I hope I had understand correctly what you wanted to ask. So you know, as we have pointed out, Ayavaranyani and myself, in the guidance to the metta practice, the practice of metta meditation, the cultivation of loving kindness, is the cultivation of this quality in ourselves. You know, so that the heart, the mind becomes filled with friendliness, with benevolence, with kindness. And to do that, we take another person, another living being as the object for our metta meditation, to wish this person well. So the purpose is not that we need to make the other person happy or that this other person needs to become well if they are suffering, It's not that they need to find a flat or a house where they can live in. So it's not, our practice does not need to fulfill their requirements. Our practice, the other person as an object from our meditation just acts as a support that we in ourselves can strengthen the kindness, the benevolence. And that's why Ayaviranyani and myself, in our instructions for the practice, we have pointed out that, you know, generally it's easier to have a very general wish for the other person, like to be safe and protected, or to be happy and well. Because if we are more specific, may this person become free from her disease, or may this person find a suitable house, or may this person be successful in their examination, then that easily can lead to expectation. And then our practice kind of depends, or we think our practice is good when the other person gets what we wish them. But it doesn't say or mean that our metta wish cannot be specific. May this person be free from their disease, or may this person be free from suffering. But it should not be attached with strings that the desired result must happen. It's just our well-wishing. It's just this open heart, you know, so that our mind becomes free from aversion, from hatred, that it becomes free from attachment and clinging or lust. I hope, has this answered?
When I think about it, the requirement, do not think about the specific lifestyle, the house, or I think also maybe safety, healthy, be happy. It seems like the traditional wish, but I think about what's applied for me or applied for other. For myself, I hope that we can less of craving, less of risk, or do not press myself, or maybe love myself, do not be perfect, do not try to perfect. When the other person, I start thinking like this, and so I because this kind of thinking is. It's not normal thinking, so I can realize so many surprising, or so many to see, many different aspect. So say something strange aspect with the relationship. But it's still thinking. And sometimes the thinking gets stronger, the feeling and the mindfulness come. Not thinking is like expectation.
Yes. I mean, as we have said, you know, we started with ourselves. And so if we wish ourselves to be free from stress or something, yeah, in the same way, may my benefactor be free from stress or whatever. So that's a good base to connect the other person, as we wish for ourselves this to be like that. Yeah. We can wish it for another person. But as Ayaviranyani has pointed out yesterday, we also need to be careful not to get too much into the thinking or the analyzing or the reflecting. You know, keeping it simple is most beneficial for the practice, for the deepening of the metta. Then we have Michelle.
Hi, so nice to have you. I have a short question. It has been said today in this story that, you know, when you practice metta, such a beautiful things happen. And it's really hard to get rid of expectation when you hear all these stories and all that has been happening. And then when it happens that you, like I did yesterday, I radiated metta to somebody, and then that person instantly came back to me, oh, I got a day off. And a day before it was complaining, I don't get enough time for me. And it was like, I just got 3 days off instantly. And I'm like, well, but it's just so hard to maybe, you know, not give it to yourself. Like, oh, I was radiating metta. What a coincidence. That person just got 3 days off after complaining to me a day before. And it's like, how do we get rid of that, you know, unconscious giving kind of, you know, giving it like, oh, this is because of metta and I was doing it. So, you know, you give yourself credit and it's like, I don't think it's a really good thing. So do you have any suggestions when this happens? Because thank you.
Yes, thank you, Michelle, for this question and, you know, the example. So, of course, you know, the expectations might be there in the background, sometimes more strongly in the foreground, more subtle in the background. And, you know, we cannot simply press the button and say, no more expectations right now or forever. But we can notice them, you know, we notice them and then we can kind of try to let go, to step back and simply continue the practice. Or in this case, you know, when the thought comes up, wow, this person got 3 days off because of my metta practice. Again, noticing it, you know, how the ego, the pride, comes up, manifests. You know, the kilesas are still there for most of us. But we can notice it, you know, with our practice. And then, you know, leave it open. Maybe my practice has contributed that this friend got 3 days off. Maybe not. Who knows? You know, there are always so many different causes and conditions for an event to happen.
Thank you so much. It's helpful.
Is there another question? Yes, Boadi?
So that's me? Or?
Yes, Rudolf, sorry.
Okay, Rudy, yeah. Okay, I had chosen my wife yesterday as a benefactor, and it was, it seemed to be for me hard to just to send the wishes, no? So, there came up a lot of, she's traveling now, so there came up, so I think I was more confused with that. and today I started with another benefactor, which is a teacher, and this was easier for me to stay on the best wishing thought. Do you recommend starting maybe with a person where I'm not so close, but close enough as a benefactor?
Yes, that's good that you. It's good that you bring this up. Yes, you know, the first category being the benefactors. This is, for most of the people, easier, because as you say, you know, you're close enough, or you know this person, you know, from the side, that they are a benefactor to you. The wife, a family member, you know, could be children or parents, and so on, you know, we know them very, very well. And there is also a much more intimate relationship And so that's why these kind of persons belong to the second category, the dear person, the close person.
Mm.
And so it's good to start with a benefactor to really strengthen the metta, to get a clearer sense of what metta is, than before we go to what we call a dear person, you know, such as a partner, a wife, a family member, and so on. So I would recommend, you know, that you stay with a teacher or, you know, any kind of, yeah, benefactor.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. So then with this, we go to the metta chants. And today, I would like to start with one on page 6, in the middle. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. This is a chant in Sanskrit, and it's basically, yeah, the very general metta wish. May all beings in all the worlds be happy. It's a lovely chant that we are going to chant many times, so that you, you know, can get familiar with the words, the melody, the rhythm, and then let yourself sink into this chant. Then we'll begin. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. 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 Then we will go to page 3. These are the four boundless states, or the four Brahma Viharas that Sayadaw has also mentioned. We have done another chant yesterday, simply with the Pali words, metta, karuna, mudita, upekkha, for loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. And there is the version in Pali, and below there is the version in English, and we will do the version in English. So the first one is loving kindness, then the second verse we substitute it with compassion. The third verse here, it's written sympathetic joy, but we use the word gladness. And then for the fourth verse, equanimity. Then we will start. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with loving kindness, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself. I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with loving-kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with compassion, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself. I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with compassion, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with gladness, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself. I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with gladness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with equanimity, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself. I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with equanimity, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. So we are coming to the end of our online session. Practice goes on in different ways, formal sitting or walking, but also, you know, during your day-to-day life, whatever you are doing, whenever you remember, you can be cultivating metta or simply dwelling in metta. radiating it out to other beings, to the whole world. Again, we have group meetings. Group B, like Burma, is with Aya Viranyani on this Zoom link. And group E is with me on my Zoom link. So we'll meet you in the group meetings in 15 minutes from now.
And if I can please ask everybody in my group, in group B, to come in 5 minutes, because I'm running on a very low battery and I need it to continue. And please double check your groups so that you're in the right group today. And if you're not in the group, please, on this Zoom link, if you could please not stay for the group meeting. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.